When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conspiracy guys, how's it going?
We are back.
We are
from out of space.
It's been a hard, long road.
Just walked in to find you here with that look upon your face.
I never meant to do you wrong.
Never meant to leave the key, but you found it, and now you're in my house.
Yep. What you doing here? We're back. I guess we've been away. What have we been doing?
We've been still in the place that we were, but we just haven't been out on the internet, Paul.
Yeah, haven't moved out of a 5 kilometer square radius from where we started.
We walk the same steps every day.
But we just slowed down a bit.
We just don't have that crazy amateur podcast dollar. So yeah. We have to work jobs and
work actual jobs.
We need that Audible sponsorship dollar.
Yeah, we need to come on Audible.
If anybody works at Audible or any company that wants to sponsor us, get working. We'll hoard your stuff, whatever it is.
We will.
Yeah.
No, we will.
No, we definitely will. If anyone has anything they want to sell.
Or if you just want to send us free stuff.
People get free stuff all the time.
I'm willing to push disinformation via advertisements.
I really am,
I need that dollar.
Yeah.
If the man is listening.
We'd have to suckle at that Alex Jones t-shirt.
We have a small following now. We can sway them to your thinking. Follow the laws of the land.
We're taking the conspirators down from the inside.
You have to choose to self...
Self-flagellate.
Self-flagellate. I was going to say self-sterilize.
It'd actually be like a Kansas City shuffle. So we're actually disinforming the people, spreading the disinformation. It gets very
It's like double agents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're an agent on one side and then you flip them over and they're an agent on the other side as well.
Yeah.
You know those like double-edged, double-sided stamps.
Like
they never kicked off double-sided stamps, you know.
Like Bruce Lee.
They were a really good idea.
Bruce Lee?
Asian on one side, Asian on the other side. That's your racist humor for the week, folks.
There we go.
Enjoy.
We're putting a sound effect for racist humor.
Don't worry, we're covered by all races here. Yeah. We're all a mix of all races. So
We're allowed to say things.
We're allowed to say anything about any race. I'll fight you.
Well, introducing you to your 2015 conspiracy guys. My name is Gordon.
I'm Paul.
I'm Eamon.
And we've been entertaining you for the last quarter of 2014 with weird and wonderful and slightly strange, sometimes bullshit stories. Yeah. And we really appreciate your outpouring of gratitude. We never knew it would be taken up so
successfully. It's very nice.
I mean, we were just like super paranoid about like the government and about zombies and shit. And we thought, you know...
And confident that no one would listen to this.
Yeah, we were just like, fuck, there's nobody out there.
Nobody cares about this stuff.
Gives a shit. And last summer we talked about like the Sandy Hook hoax, let's say. And we were like, man, we need to be able to talk about this. Come on. Let's like, and we made a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
So we're really glad you enjoy it. And we're going to keep going. There's a lot of outpouring of adoration that we really appreciate from Facebook and Twitter. Some of it not so much adoration, but like as a command to just
to
make more episodes.
Yeah,
like a really gruff.
And we're down to do that.
Taskmaster.
It was. I mean, it was a whirlwind start. Don't forget, we started on September 11th, and you know, we started with the agenda of doing one episode a week, and that seems so simple,
it
so
seems
viable.
Easy.
We spent the whole summer. To be honest, we did spend the whole summer recording episodes, getting ready for a one episode a week, you know,
a
release date.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we had, remember, we had a lot in the bag. So we were like, okay, we're good for 8 weeks.
Good, man. We're good.
And then as it went out, we're like, okay, so like we're good for 4 weeks. And then someone has
we're
to...
We're in negative 2 weeks. We don't
put it in we're weeks. In trouble now.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't notice we were in trouble until we were in like negative 2 weeks out.
Our stock just went way down.
Yes.
And I...
Demand went up.
Demand went up. Stock went down. I got a lot of... it's a lot of editing time and it's a lot of like extra work. Not only... Are we all researching the shit out of all of these topics and not just like talking bollocks? We get whatever information we can find and we always say question your sources and we, you know, look hard and try and make a nice narrative for each episode and try to make it interesting to listen to rather than listening to say like
we've trawled through
Zachariah Sitchin description of
and then we found this cuneiform tablet and it's it and it's just like some kind of, you know, still knocked fucking what's that other stuff called
still knocked Xanax
like conspiracy theory podcast or some what's that sleepy tablet
I don't know,
depends which combination you're
benzodiazepines kind of muscle relaxing sleepy.
Yeah, we didn't want like an arse loosener of a podcast.
Valium
no, that's it's not it's no. not it's like Ibuprofen or Night sleepy.
Fucking NyQuil.
NyQuil is that like a? That's like a.
That's what Nicki Minaj's pussy puts your ass to sleep like NyQuil, apparently.
Oh yeah,
allegedly.
Her and the little boy who lives inside her. See, we covered it all in 2014, and it was a really weird year. And
it was a weird year. 2014 was, a lot of hard work, was the year of the plane crash.
Yes,
This is the year of the Muslim terror attack.
Small scale. Really. Actually, what do you think? Just as a call out. Right now, what do you think is going to be the big? What think would be the big conspiracy this year?
I think that Islam is going to be like the ultimate villain this year. Yeah, it's going to be ramped up.
I'm going to predict now that every single month in a different part of continental Europe, there will be an Islamic terrorist attack. And I predict like half the dudes will get caught. Half of them will be the worst suicide attackers in the world to get away. It's going to get pretty ridiculous, I think, for a while.
You know, left to center here. Let's say that 2015 is going to be the year of like some sort of. Mass. I mean, we've obviously seen lights over cities and all that sort of bullshit. I'm gonna go with some sort of alien thing for fun.
Do you think?
Oh no, it's definitely Islam. But I want it. I want it to be an alien thing.
Yeah, I can see a false flag alien event.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The fake alien invasion where all the suppressed technology is revealed by the government.
Do you wonder if they have any like really creative people working at like the high up government parts, and they're this is their sort of Christmas party. Okay, you're in charge of the fun committee. And they're like, oh my god!
Yeah.
It's like alien false flag. Just like, and then we're going to have the lasers at midnight. After the lasers, we'll have the little green men. They're really just dwarfs. It's adorable. Yeah. So like, these are our passive aliens. These are going to be the ones that we will market and create toys of. And they're getting that whole thing. Because those people deserve to have fun at work too.
Who, the dwarfs?
No, the committee who want to make.
Oh, sorry,
I feel that guy
and the dwarves.
The guys with the baby carrot fingers need fun too. I mean, come on, they're not going to be making balloon animals.
You've had these guys in giant test tubes for the last 15 years. I'm just saying, a day off, guys.
15. But I feel that guy would be an asshole. Wouldn't he have like his name and then Blue Sky Thinker on a business card?
Oh, yeah.
Just an email address on the back.
No. He'd have a blank business card. And you go, here you go. And then you flip it over and it said, whatever you make it. You're like, what the fuck is this? And you flip it over, whatever you make it. Whoa. You're like, you're a fucking asshole.
It's like one of those fucking, we got a thing in work, without saying where I work, because if the company found out it was involved in a conspiracy,
podcast, that you'd be out quick.
So we're going to need to have a talk, Eamon. We can't tell you what to do outside of work, but we would say to tighten up your social life. You're just not a team player when you talk about the government fucking people.
We don't like the word cult. It's a bit too strong.
But we have these things like, we got these little fucking leaflets, and I was like, what you should do in work, and for a while it makes sense. It's all like, I tried to make the office a better place, blah blah, and then like they just started
to not fart in a vinyl chair.
I think that they just started running out of shit to stay, and it was getting close to like 5. They're like, fuck, just put out whatever.
We need to fill the whole half A4 page.
The last two we have is like
I will not jizz in my work co-worker makers lunch.
No, worse, I take down internal walls. What the fuck? Does that mean I should tell someone, like, and my uncle did it and I thought it, I didn't know it for you. Like, is that what that is? And there's another one that's like, so just take down and turn the walls. Man, what the fuck is the other
this
one?
This is like
the internal wall says, yeah, bro. It sounds like they want an open plan for floor space for the office, but they don't have to pay for it. So they're like, everybody take down internal walls, and you go, what, spiritually? They go, no, physically take down all the internal walls. Watch out for wiring, watch out for joists, and let's get this open plan thing going. Let's get some light in here.
Yeah, it's a wash of horseshit. It's just fucking ridiculous.
So that's what we've
and
been
to
up
anybody
to
anybody listening from Eamon's work, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
please keep it to yourself.
Take down your internal walls. Yeah.
He hates the job, not you. Don't be like that.
I don't even hate the job. I just...
Well, speaking of the job, speaking of the job, we've all been on the job. That's all that brown note. So, we've all been on the job, like, for the last couple of months, and it is tough, like, balancing making this podcast and working and... Mm-hmm. Doing all the research that's necessary, taking a couple of nights out of the week to record it, and then like editing and promoting it, writing the articles and stuff. So
I'm paying for the bandwidth and doing everything, and living as a human being outside of that,
having a social
seeing
life,
seeing sunlight,
taking care of the woman in your life, taking care of business
or man, whatever,
or man. Yeah. But like we don't have, we're
well,
talking about
none
us.
None of us have men in our lives, do we?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, not like I don't have to take care.
Oh,
not
significant ones.
My girlfriend's
a
strong-willed German, but. That's probably
close.
As well, I have to be drunk 3 to 4 times a week. And
it takes time to do that shit, man.
It does.
It really does.
That's where that NyQuil comes in.
I like to lean into the drink as well. I don't like to just get, you know, just lean into it, get lazy, get a little bit abusive, and then fall asleep.
That's a good night. That's a good hard night.
Oh, just abusive, yeah. Just me, but not even like, you know, jizzing off. It's just me sitting in the sitting room shouting at the mirror, oh, you're back again, you fucking piece of shit.
Thinks you're a big fella, do ya? Take this.
Ah, I bet I can drink more than you. By the end of the night, it's just me going, mirror, fair play now, you gave me a run for me. Money. I have a problem.
It's okay, buddy.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on in Conspiracy HQ.
Yeah, it's
while we've been away. Obviously, we've
it's
been
tough enough.
Doing stuff as well. We've been recording. There's been editing going on. There's been stuff happening.
Yeah.
We've not just taken a complete time off.
Yeah, we've been recording over the last 2 months, like in January and February, researching and recording and getting ready for Paul's imminent emigration to...
A holiday. I'll take a holiday.
People don't go away like that and come back too soon. But yeah, Paul is leaving Ireland for the sunny shores of Brasilia.
Yeah,
I'm guessing if there's Brasilia,
the city, or the city of Brasilia, yeah, but also the other cities too.
Yeah, he's going to Brazil for their summer in the very near future. So that's why we're trying to get all our shows together and
trying to squeeze a lot of stuff in. If I seem to disappear for a little while, you'll know why that is. If I'm not in a few episodes for a while, we're trying to pre-record as much as possible. And I don't know, I could just like shout into a conch shell on the beach and throw it into the ocean, and you could pick it up here. You could fish it out of the Wexford surf and get it working.
Yeah, we
again,
could get the message from the sea.
So.
But I think having you in the room, because we always do this in the room, we don't normally do it over Skype. And I think having us all in the room gives it a different kind of a feel than some of the podcasts we've listened to, which include the Unbelievable podcast and, of course, the Hallowed Higher Side Chats. If you like our stuff, you should definitely check out those two.
We have a lot of people saying, hey, make more episodes, and we are trying very hard to work those, and we will get them out to you. But there's other stuff out there.
Greg Carlwood and the Higher Side Chats is one of my favourite podcasts of ever, and I'm listening to him now for nearly 18 months, and he really didn't like, he's going on for like episode like 50 to episode like 98 or whatever, going, I'm going to leave my job, I'm going to leave the 9-to-5 grind, smoking a little smoke and drinking a little drink and stuff. And then finally around like episode 100 or so, he quit his job and went full time into the podcast, the t-shirts and the conspiracies and whatever. And you know, he's making some coin now, and he's doing it as a living, but it takes a while, and it's definitely not sustainable for us to be able to put out one show every week. So
at the moment
we really like appreciate your outpouring of gratitude.
Yeah, it's been very nice, all the people that have hit us up across the different social medias. We're sorry we're not as reply as other things might be. I've tweeted Joe Rogan before. He doesn't always bleed right or straight back.
Yeah,
all right, don't expect us to get you back immediately all the time. We got stuff to do.
Well, we got some like We got some people to say hi to. We had a little Facebook debacle with our Madeleine McCann episode.
Some people really didn't like our Madeleine McCann episode, which I thought
not in the way that I thought, though, to be honest.
When we first started getting flack for it, we were like, oh, look at all these pro-McCann people coming at us. And then what we realised slowly was it was the anti-McCann brigade were coming at us for not being harsh enough towards them or uncovering new information.
We weren't harsh enough. That was the problem.
It was not pro-McCann people that attacked us. It was all anti-McCann people.
Because I was too afraid of that one. I was like, I'm going to leave this to you two boys.
and that's where we were afraid the old company finds
out about this. I might be in trouble.
Well, we just have to give props. We already name dropped him or whatever, but Mike Richardson stood up for us in that in that whole Madeleine McCann.
He tried to spread a bit of word about our podcast and got fit in the arse for doing it.
Yeah, there's a few different people like Sarah Shepherd and Mike Richardson who were commenting on the Madeleine McCann episode post on Facebook, and this guy Paul Rees came in and started being all like, uninformed garbage that insults people who've taken time to research the case.
That's how his voice sounds as well if you're listening to Paul Rees. We know that's what you sound
really
like,
whingy, and he really went into it. You know, started saying like, sure, you had a great giggle producing 2.5 hours of this dross, but as nobody has spare 2.5 hours to listen to you laugh indulgently at each other's juvenile quips, perhaps you could consider putting your findings into bullet points. I was like, yeah, but that's just like reading a PowerPoint presentation rather than listening to a podcast, which is what this is.
Which is one of the reasons we did this is because whenever you're looking up these kind of subjects on YouTube, what you get is crappy PowerPoint presentation videos with like a Linkin Park song playing in the background or some ethereal music playing in the background. That's why we do this, because we don't think people should have to look at that crapola. We'll look at that crapola for 40 minutes and tell you what it said.
It's also a thing of, like, they don't want to put their voice to it, or you go look up some subject and it's, you know, some robot voice, because nobody wants to put their name to this stuff. We're finding out what's out on the internet. We're, you know, digesting it and regurgitating it in an entertaining fashion, hopefully. But, yeah. Fuck you, Paul Rees.
Fuck you, Paul Rees, whatever horse
you came in on.
You douchebag.
Such a weirdo, like, you didn't really get what was going on at all. We also had
Paul Gannon, we had.
Good man, Paul.
Listens to the podcast with his friends in work.
Yeah. Well, thanks to anyone that, like, has forwarded ideas for episodes or links or information, anything they found.
We are in the process of completing all of those requests and stuff.
We are, yeah.
For
2015. Tommy Christie, John Roper, Jordan McNamara, we'll be knocking out all your ideas as soon as we can.
Tommy Christie's been writing there since the very start, you know.
Yeah, always providing us with info.
Katrina Tyler, who's been all about it. She loves us. Thanks, Katrina.
Manda Hesse, big fan.
Manda Hesse, yeah, she's her family's in the military, and she was giving us props, you know.
Yeah. Fair play to her. And Tyler West, a fellow podcaster.
Oh yeah, always been a big fan of ours.
And Steve Wilcox as well.
Yeah, Andy Bartel, you know yourself. Ricky Gutierrez, how's Australia this time of year?
and Mark Mangan, who's a fellow Dublinite and a friend of ours, possibly a future guest on the show. And of course, thanks to the siblings that came on. So we had Anna O'Neill and we had for the Ghost episode, and we had Neil in, who's my brother, Neil Ratchford, who's going to be on our John Lennon episode in the new year coming up. So, I mean, it's tough to keep up with all this stuff, guys. So thanks for listening, and we hope that we can continue to make episodes into this 2015 year. It's going to be hard when you go, Paul.
Aww.
It's going to be tough.
Well, now you're making me want to jack my €1,000 ticket in the bin.
No, don't.
don't do that.
Don't
all right,
do
fair
that.
Enough. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You could, just as long as you don't end up a statistic. No. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You end up in it's Malaysia area again, isn't it? Oh.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm Malaysian and I get half-price tickets. And at the moment, the tickets are half-price anyway, so it's like a quarter-price ticket.
It's
happy days.
Love it.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that happening three times?
As I said, 2014 was the year of the missing plane. 2015 is
this
year
is Islam.
Of pure Islam ascension. Of New World Order ascension.
2015 is going to be a load of buses that just disappear off the road.
Disappearing a plane. I definitely think there's going to be a militarization of police in some places where they're going to get special powers. It's some kind of
a military state, martial law, a looming new
9/11, something like that. There's going to be a state of emergency announced someplace that's going to
some unconfirmed incident that will change the rights of the people.
Well, absolutely. I think that all this, say, the Irish water stuff and the amount of money that has been put into it with no change to the water system, we're actually creating a super soldier to win the six counties back.
It might well be that.
Is the
Irish. They're putting all the money into making a giant timber hurley.
I thought, I was thinking like a man made out of water and he would just permeate every
like your man out of Spider-Man,
Hydro Man. So.
And he's just going to like splash over the border, True Monaghan,
just power wash, just like all the
power wash for mana, just be all
power, like, power wash until you like
no Protestants left
and Trump back or that's whatever.
And then he just collapses into Loch Ness.
Yeah, and he go out and live with his brothers Fionn McCool and Hugh Cullen, and
yeah,
that's what I was picturing, was some like kind of Omega Man super soldier that's like a new Hugh Cullen, that's just all fox pelts and muscle and red hair.
That's what I thought. Yeah, they make like a giant waterman who'll have a giant timber hurley.
Just trying to tie it in with the Irish water, and it was just that. Yeah, that's basically, I mean, to be honest with you, I probably, we haven't even had the country 100 years and we've made shit of it a lot of times, or we'd probably be back under English rule to be fair.
Like Ireland is now the rented student house of Europe. Like, it was like a student house that the rest of Europe kind of owned, and they were like, oh, go on, we just let them stay there. And now we're, you know, sitting with itchy sofas and peeling paint.
We screw everybody for their deposit.
Nobody
gets their deposit back here. Man.
Fucking landlords.
I got like my half landlord's my last deposit nice, back. So I was happy.
Yeah.
Here's half the money you gave me. You're like, but I gave you a grand.
And I spent half of it. Here's the other half.
So here's the other half. There's no rules.
You're kicking holes in the sofa.
That's a fucking conspiracy. Yeah. We need to. Yeah, I say that's
house land. Prices. We could do an episode on house prices and the new property bubble that's looming over Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Short
and,
of bursting,
and definitely the rent bullshit that's going on here. Where there's
no rent control
that last year were 1,100 are now 1,400 a month. How is that even possible? Folks from not Ireland, or even not Dublin, who don't know the magnitude of what's going on in the rent crisis. There's like houses that are matchboxes that are going, it's like New York City prices.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking phenomenal.
In Dublin City, which, you know,
is not New York.
Not New York City.
But, yeah, so thanks to all those people, and thanks to all the fans, and thanks to all the people
who are downloading
us every month, and don't forget
anyone
to share it.
Listen to this now. There's no particular topic here. We're not going to get off the fence.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm getting off the fence.
Or are we going to get off the fence?
On the side of thanks to everybody. Not thanks, but like, it's been hard work, and I really enjoyed it, and it's good making shows with you guys, and we keep doing it to the future. There'll be a new movie podcast coming out in the summertime with the same crew.
What expanded
hopefully,
heads.
Hopefully it will be as
the people we know that don't
well
like conspiracies are going to be involved in that one.
I'd say we'll be ducking in and out a little bit. Every now and then I'll be gone from an episode with work and stuff.
Because we're busy. We're busy people.
Busy boys.
We're
busy peeps. But we're going to try and keep the output as regular as possible, as high end as possible.
And all the sources we put up on the website and stuff as quickly and as neatly and as
we're going to try and get more militant about the website and update it better. We want it to be a proper resource. The plan that was drawn out from the very start was have the website as something that when you finish listening to the podcast, or while you're listening, you can pause, jump onto the website and find the link of the thing we're talking about.
Or are any of you budding writers with a keen eye for web mastery? You know,
if you see any stories that you think could be held up, or if you want to write something up and send us on a draft of it with some added pictures, some sources.
That's how you get your name mentioned in one of these things.
Yeah, Mike Richardson.
You help out. You pitch in.
We'll put up any old shit. Enjoy yourself.
But yeah, we broke our bollocks like for September, October, November, even beforehand, like writing articles and making sure everything was right. It's a lot of work, and again, thank you.
A big thanks.
That's a real sincere thank you from me.
And now we have to go record two podcasts.
Yeah, now we're going to record two episodes.
It's quarter past 10 in the PM.
Like mental cases. All right, see you, everyone. Thanks for listening. We're busy, we've got stuff to do.
Yeah, we'll have another show next week, so you can download that. But this is just to tide you over and to let you know where we are at.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So thanks for
the new run comes now. There'll be lots of nice new episodes.
2015!
That's what year it is.
Do people do that?
Yes.
Okay, that's the first time this year.
Yeah. 15! Yep.